Like Tyler, you wild, man. You wild. Ain't no way. Ain't no way that she got that many cars, man. I mean, hey, she was even at somebody's house playing or something. Some nigga house or something. Or to us. Ain't, like, how could you ask for $20,000 a month? That's crazy, man. Like, females should be locked, like, I don't want to see nobody locked up, but females should be locked up for doing shit like that. Like, how do you have three white-on-white red rims bitches-ass cars like that, but you get $20,000 a month, and then she said hard work pays off? What the hell do you do? What is her job? Like, I swear to God, to me, she's like an Amber Rose, but even less, because that's probably why they got along so much. Because they were just girlfriends. Like, seriously, they were just girlfriends. They were just celebrities' girlfriends. Like, I don't remember her. I don't remember Black Chyna doing anything. Like, she's from the DMV. I heard she was a stripper. Maybe like less than two, three miles from where I am right now. I don't get it. Like, why? Like, what is the point? What is the point of? What is the point of getting $20,000 a month if you, that's fucked up. It's like, we all knew that, you know, she was doing, messing with these weird ass people to get money. Just like Amber Rose, like when you see her with somebody new, you'd be like, what you doing with this? You know what I'm saying? And then next thing, it'll go sick. Like, I ain't gonna lie, Amber Rose with the 21 Savage, I was like, I thought that shit was gonna last, but I was like, they gonna actually last. She had the nigga eating his vitamins and shit and drinking milk and shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga was cooking and singing R&B songs all day and shit. I was like, oh, this shit gonna be sweet, man. You already talking about I'm gonna kill you if you say something to her. I'm like, damn, this shit's sweet. This girl's gonna be sweet. And then, boom, it's like that shit dulled out for a minute. And then, boom, it's like that shit don't last no more than, like, 8-9 months for real. You know what I'm saying? And Black Chyna is worse. Like, what happened with, like, you was just with the, it's crazy. Like, how does she not see that what she's doing is some whole shit? Like, you was just with the little young kid, the little YM, you know, like I said, I think she's, I think that maybe, reason, like, maybe the reason she's saying that, I think she may be a hired girlfriend. Like, maybe the rap labels reach out to her. That's a big sting. If you dating, like, you can get popping from just like if you think about the YMN or whatever the nigga name was, the Amir nigga. Amir is the first one. And then whatever the one that Almighty J, that's the one she was dating. If you think about it, what the fuck are his songs? All we know was he was the little nigga that was dating Black Chyna. Nobody knows anything about his music. I still haven't heard a song. I was trying hard to hear a song about him. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, if you realize, I did a podcast where he had his little robbery. I did a podcast on that shit, and I said, bro, he might have just ent himself, cause he fell off. You don't even see him though. He was all over the media, like when the project was here, and it really was like because of. Like, he got his most publicity from dating her. So I'm starting to think that maybe rap labels is reaching out. I know they do that. Like, I heard that the whole Dazed Loaf and Lil Durk, I heard that was like, that was like a prop to like, it was sweet, like the days, and you know, then they made the little mommy, so like, you know what I'm saying, they made that little jump, and you know, it fitted, like, you know, then they had them like do the little kiss on stage. I think I seen it, but I think when I spoke on it, I didn't see it, and when I actually seen it, it looked off. It looked like a fake kiss, or like that ain't how we really do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you're in front of thousands of people, but it was set up for it to look like, oh, they kissing on stage. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't work out like that. The Dave's Love joint, she just like a little boy. She's just too awkward with shit. You know what I'm saying? But I know they do that, but I think that if Black China's getting so, just think about it. What does she really do? Is she like, even if she did make music, the motherfuckers that make music ain't making that much money off music. I tell you, music is like some of these niggas' last incomes. Think about it, they have to sell a million, they have to get a million streams for them to get $800 and something. How many motherfuckers under like Drake, under the huge artist, is getting, you may get 1 million, but how many is gonna make it to another million? You see what I'm saying? Besides the, you know, the people that are obviously rich. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, those are ones that are making, like, you know, Drake is doing what, 200 million or something. So, you know, he get, that's eight, almost $1,000. Times every time he gets a million plus what he makes for his music. You see what I'm saying? A lot of these artists, like especially like if Black China was a low key artist or something, like she would be on a place where she wouldn't be making money. The majority of the money would be coming back from her would be her sales. You see what I'm saying? As opposed to like, you know, a Drake or somebody where he got all kind of ventures. You see what I'm saying? But I guarantee you, music is not really, it's other things that make these other motherfuckers rich. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you play 2K, when you get the endorsements bring in damn near more than what you getting per, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really real life. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that motherfuckers paid her to fuck with him out in public. You know what I'm saying? Because he, like, if you fucking with her, it's sweet. It's sweet because, you know what I'm saying? It's like that shit just didn't even make sense. Cuz is like 19, she's 29. Like, it just didn't even make sense, bro. Like where'd you, like, how'd you, of course, you know, you probably met her at a, you know what I'm saying? But come on, man. Like, and a real nigga would, even if you was dating Black China, man, you wouldn't be kissing that bitch. I don't give a fuck how much money I got. If I got a whole bunch of money, I'ma even show you. I'ma take that side, that stage, to show you even more of how I'm a real nigga. That I'm not about to be out here kissing no broad like that in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Knowing what the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? Kissing this broad in the mouth on the new, you know, on all over IG and shit like that. Shit, you see the last jump right before they broke up. That was the awkward moment. She came to try to kiss him, and he pulled back. Like that shit kicked in. Like, oh, this nasty bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. And then shortly after that, that shit. Oh, everybody's single. You see what I'm saying? I think it did what it did. She was paid by whoever she was paid by. You know what I'm saying? That shit turned cuz up. We don't hear about cuz at all. I don't see nothing on Say Cheese about him. He was still getting posted after he got robbed. I was like, this robbery was so dumb because the niggas who robbed him got back on Instagram and was like, and let the world know that we robbed this nigga. He had a gun on. So like, nigga, you are done. Like in the streets, that you was dead before. But now you in the streets, niggas is like, bro, you is a cold bitch. Like, they don't even want to hear nothing from you with that shit. Because you supposed to at least, you know what I'm saying, shoot some shit at the ground or something to get motherfuckers up off you. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, it really ain't no coming back from that. So he wasn't going to last too much long, especially on the gangster shit, when a nigga just took your chain and they said you were strapped. The nigga said it. The guy that was there said it. So it ain't really nothing that you could, you know what I'm saying? He posted his hand bleed. What the fuck did you shoot yourself? Like, I don't know, man. But yeah, man, Black China, man. Black China, she filed and shit for that, man. Like, she said hard work. I highly doubt that, you know what I'm saying? Picking up the phone and saying yes, you know, I'll be the boyfriend, it's hard work or whatever, but I don't know. There's no other way she could be getting these. I'm not sure if she on any of the TV shows or I don't know. Like, only thing I know about her is she used to work at a strip club here, and then she dated a whole bunch of people, and she got a fucking ridiculous fake ass. That's really all I know about her, man. Like, you know, so, for her to have the motherfucking... Oh, so you are all white with red rim lover. You got three. That ain't even, I don't even got, that shit didn't even look like how a broad would have, like, I don't think I've ever seen Cribs edition with a female. Pretty sure it's happened, but that shit look like some shit that's how niggas do their cars. Like, broads do feminine shit with their cars. Like, all white with a red interior, red rims, that's some nigga shit. Like, that ain't even though a broad would probably have, like, maybe one pink car, maybe, you know, maybe one white one, maybe, you know what I'm saying? It would have been different. Like, broads is, it's like with their hair, like that, you know what I'm saying? A nigga, that's how we do it, custom made. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, all I drive is white. Or like the blood niggas game, all they drive is red. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not some female shit. Like, she lying her motherfucking ass off. We ain't never seen her in any of them motherfucking cars, man. She motherfucking was either at a house, she probably was somewhere renting some shit, or that motherfucker probably was an Airbnb like a motherfucker for somebody. And she was in she started the fucking challenge. I'm telling you, it should be the Do the China Challenge, man. Real live. What do you got? Tekashi 6ix9ine is back in the media again. This little motherfucker, man. Oh, man. Now he supposedly done fired everybody. First off, I don't know if you heard this. Get you up to speed, you know, they found out they done found the nigga who kidnapped his ass, okay? Now, they done found the nigga who kidnapped him, and it was an ex, somebody that's been there for a while. And what I'm thinking is the firing led, why everybody got fired is because the nigga who it is probably like one of the niggas he's still with, folks. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably like the shoddy har or the shoddy nigga, maybe his little cousin or something. Because the thing about it, if it was like Billy, one of Billy Otto's men or something, or somebody that was connected with Billy Otto. Like, I bet you can go to Billy Otto page. He's probably talking on that. Like, I'll go check him out, and I'll come back later on tonight and give you a ending of the altercation. I think, you know, but once again, with him, everything is always, it's always a possibility of a publicity stunt when you're dealing with him. But I think this one might be real because he has the paid security now. He got paid security that he paying himself. Remember, they've been saying that he stopped, like, getting the security shit through them. That was, like, something he was taking care of on his own and shit. So, I guess, basically, so we can watch y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we fuck with you, but, yeah, just in case. You know what I'm saying? So, the security know if they got a drawdown on them niggas, talking about the bald head niggas and them, they know to protect them, but you can tell it was probably some, you know what I'm saying? So they done caught the motherfucker, got the dude indicted, and like I said, it's probably somebody in there, folks. Gotta be, for him to, for him to supposedly. Now, don't be surprised if he pop up later on today or later on tomorrow, and the bald head guys with him, and they laughing and playing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised, because that may have to happen. Because I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna say like this. Tekashi, if he broke it off with that shoddy hard nigga, he done in New York. He done in New York. He gonna have to change his whole life. So I don't believe he would do that, because if he cut that bald head nigga off, oh, he can die. He can really, really die, because he gonna have to pay them security niggas round the clock. I promise you, if he cut that nigga off, I guarantee you won't see him in New York talking all that big New York shit no more. I promise you, you won't. I promise you won't. Now, if this was like somebody that was affiliated with Billy Otto, the little black dude that they fired, the one I was saying about that they fired, then he wouldn't have needed to fire none of them, because they already know, like, them niggas is ops. Like, we don't fuck with them, they don't fuck with us. For you to fire motherfuckers after this shit came out, and then cancel the little teeny-ass Eastern Shore tour that you had, that just goes to show you I was fucking right. First of all, his life is in them niggas' hands. So if that nigga that got caught is, remember, they giving out the nigga name who got caught. If that nigga who got caught is like, Shoddy Har of the Shoddy nigga, baby mother, boyfriend or something, then you know that, like, hey, even if, okay, it may not have came from bruh, you know, a nigga, a bruh boyfriend can, you know, probably got it 9 times out of 10, he got his own men, like, no, like, nobody's, what, like, when a dude got a sister, like, if my sister had a boyfriend or something, like, I wouldn't know his men, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it don't usually work like that. So, like, he probably got his own men and could, you know, turn that shit up. So, you can, but then again, that would be accused to be like, man, I gotta fire everybody because I don't know who I can trust. Ain't no way. Ed canceled the tour because moving around with them niggas, man, them niggas could take his ass out of any city. And see, he done did enough shit. He done did enough shit that he really can't go too many places. Like, a lot of places he gonna go, niggas gonna try to run up on him. Because remember I told you, that BD and that GD shit, it's people, them Bloods and Crips and motherfuckers, just street niggas and broke niggas, period, is grimy and don't want to forget shit. So them niggas, it's a nigga still, that's still, I guarantee you it's a BD somewhere and a GD somewhere that's still mad about him saying, fuck GDs, fuck me. Like, all that time he was playing with Chicago. And, bro, them BDs be everywhere. And I don't know if y'all went to TMZ, but TMZ a few days ago, I didn't speak on this part yet, but TMZ released another video. These motherfuckers got the footage of the niggas who shot the damn video shooter. And them motherfuckers was on some really big, he said really big business, man. Like, they was trying to kill a nigga. They didn't drive by the house and let off some shots. They hopped out the truck and tried to break. It was a, you know me, I'm thinking Cali. But I said that. I said, ain't no way that they was going to bring Nicki Minaj into no trenches, you know what I'm saying? So it had to be like one of the big-ass, you know, Malibu's most wanted-ass houses and shit. And that's what it was. The joint was fucking huge with a big-ass. Put it like this. If they would have been at a regular house, shit, somebody would have got shot. The only reason ain't nobody get shot, it's because them niggas couldn't get in the gate. It was like a Fresh Prince of Bel Air house with the damn gate at the back. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get through the gate and then drive in the jump. You can drive up and stop right there at the gate. That's how they got them on camera. It was two. They was two cars deep. They came two cars deep. And like when they let them, when they let them joints off, they was hitting them joints. I'm talking about, blocker. They was like that. They was shooting some big shit. Like somebody was real loud trying to rock Cuz Dome. Like they wasn't even trying to play with him or on some, you know, a few war. Cause what I said was, shit, that probably was a few war in the South. I'll admit it. That's what I said. Shit. That was somebody trying to get his ass together. For real. They was trying to get that nigga together. Like, that ain't no little small beef shit. That was some niggas trying. Like, I'm talking about, these niggas couldn't try to prowl in, try to get in the gate, and you heard one of them say, oh, this is broken down by TMZ. You heard one of the guys say, hey, we got 30 seconds. Inside job, man. How the fuck they know they got 30 seconds? When do you hear a motherfuckers walking to a bank robbery or a robbery situation and say, we got 1 minute, guys? Where does that happen at? In the fucking movies. It was a setup, man. Somebody knew exactly who the fuck it was. That's two. Remember I told you, I said, this not going to go easy. If somebody found that location, you think somebody can just find where Kanye West going to be at? Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Nicki Minaj shoot the video there. Oh, that's what's up, bro. Hell no. Ain't no way in the hell you think we can just bump into, oh, shit, Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't happen like that, man. It don't happen like that. Like, Nicki Minaj, Kanye West, ain't no, like, they video shoots is, like, big business. That's why, they, you know, be so many people in their videos, you know what I'm saying, because it's notified to a bunch of rich motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They ain't telling niggas in the hood, you know, unless they have in a community video and they say, oh, we're going to be here, we want everybody to come out and wear a white T-shirt or something. Other than that, fuck no. And I told you at the house, you couldn't even get in. You couldn't even get in that shit, Mo. Like, and look, one of the niggas wanted it so bad, he attempted to climb the fence. And that's when a nigga yelled, we got 30 seconds. And another nigga started prowling the gate. So you know what they said? Damn. Once it got close to probably like 10 seconds left, that's when they stood up and just said, blow, blow, blow. And like, for them, for how they were shooting, and they hit what they hit. That's vicious, bro. And remember all of the details that they were saying. All of the details. They was like, oh, it was, the room was Nicki Minaj's room. The room would see, and I'm going to tell you where they probably found who was doing what. The room switching. When they said Tekashi 6ix9ine room, the room that got shot up was Nicki Minaj's room, but the room that got shot up was Tekashi 6ix9ine's. And then Tekashi switched it late. So whoever set it up, they know that it was the people who booked the shit, because it had to be the niggas who was kind of like in on. Because think about it, him and his team, his intermediate team is probably who switched the rooms. Like, now, you know what? Let me put my room over here. That was probably maybe one of the details of his security probably thought about that. Like, you know what? Let me switch the rooms. You know what I'm saying? That's how that happened. So now they know, like, well, whoever initially put me in this room, like, hey, bro, this is going to be your room. Whoever initially put me in the room, which is probably the booking agent or whoever, you know what I'm saying, that's who went on this shit. And that's why he was like, I fired everybody. Don't book me. Listen to what he's saying. If you book me, don't book me. Book me through me. If you don't talk to me, don't book me. You see what I'm saying? Because whoever booked them is who put them in that room. And then they switched it. And then they shot up that room. ended up shooting up Nicki Minaj's room. But it was initially supposed to be him. You understand what I'm saying? You follow me? And that's how they know. That's why he said, I'm firing everybody. You see what I'm saying? And then at the same time, this bullshit comes out with the robbery. And it's an ex. Like they say, man, it's always, hey, they even say what the devil. The devil was just an angel that they was like, nah, bro, you got to go, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it for you, bro. You know, so it is what it is. It's usually a motherfucker that come back around that gets you. You know what I'm saying? But what it is that person that got caught is probably somebody, folks. That's probably some, and that's probably what got him out of there. That's probably what got the bald head dude. But like I said, don't be fooled. Even if you see him pop back up talking with the bald head nigga. Because like I said, bro, he not gonna be able to move. That black dude, he can move in New York. He can move in New York. It's gonna get a little less because who's gonna be looking at him if he don't have the Tekashi nigga on him? He gonna have a little bit of a buzz for a while. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will, you know, be coming out. Of course, the story will be huge. You know, the story is gonna break the internet too. Like, oh well, you know, they're going to probably come out, oh, yeah, he's a little bitch scared kid, man. We just hyping him up, letting him do what he do, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga a bitch for real, man. He begged to be with us. Like, my whole thing is like, what's up with the blood shit? Now, if you away from them niggas, you can't be repping they blood shit. But that blood shit is supposed to be one way in, one way out. So you supposed to still, he's technically supposed to still be repping that blood shit as hard as fuck if he was real. That ain't no on and off shit. You know what I'm saying? You say you a blood, that ain't no game. That's why I said it's a little smoother. We just do the games. I mean, we just do the blocks. Like, nigga, you from around here. So it's like you sworn, you know what I'm saying? You in because you from around here. But that gang shit is different. Like, that shit is for life. You don't got, like, it's like blood in, blood out, like shit with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you was really blood, we need to see that same energy of blooding. You know what I mean? Like, Eric, he about to, he, see, that's why I said, he'll probably bring him back because they can expose so much. They can expose so much. Like, who else is he going to, he's going to have to find some new dudes in New York that he's fucked with. And he talks shit about all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he might have fucked himself on this one, man. I ain't even going to hold you. He might have really fucked this up because I don't see where he's going to be able to, like the tough guy shit, he going to have to drop without them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because them niggas was getting into it with so many niggas in New York. So all them niggas got to do is like, and that's what usually happens. When niggas stop fucking with you, they end up linking up with the niggas that don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas become friends because they have a mutual like, fuck you. You see what I'm saying? So that shit gonna get dangerous, man. So we'll keep monitoring this shit and see. But I don't know, man. Like I said, but be on the lookout. If you go, you know, watch the video and listen to what I'm saying, man. Whoever booked that man almost got him killed. And the switching, that shit came between them. You see what I'm saying? That's why everybody, why would he fire everybody? For what? And then he canceled the tour because that's all he got. If he had other niggas, he wouldn't cancel the tour. You see what I'm saying? That's why I commend niggas like G Herbo, a lot of the real street, right? That's why the real street niggas keep they real men around because ain't no way. You know, so they keep they real men around because, you know, you can have different groups that like most hoods, you got about 30 niggas you can have with you. You know what I'm saying? And then like sometimes they can switch it up. Oh, it might just be him, and him, and then next time it's just me and him. Well, you know what I'm saying? Instead of rolling like that with just where your security is like fake your hood for real, the whole time these niggas is protecting you for real. So once you lose them, it's like, damn, you don't got nobody because you was faking on us with them. You see what I'm saying? So that's why the hood niggas move how they move with a bunch of niggas as opposed to getting security and or like moving with a goofy ass manager like Cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like on some Suge Knight shit. Because like I said, even with like Suge Knight shit, all of the artists that left Suge, look at they said, Pop possibly got killed by Suge Knight. Or Suge Knight set it up type shit. You know why? Because he was on his way out. He was trying to do his own thing. It's the same, that rap shit is a circle, man. It's a circle, man. Get your people out. Get your young people out of this shit, man. Hey, we need doctors, lawyers, defense attorneys, motherfucking, we need senators, people to run the government. We need another president. It's a bunch of shit you can push your kids to. This rap shit ain't it. Believe that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.